This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A third day of fighting between Sudan's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces raged Monday in the capital, with both sides claiming control of strategic sites. A doctors' union says nearly 100 people have been killed in the clashes as the calls for a ceasefire they're growing. VOA's Michael Atit reports.
The sounds of gunfire echoed across the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, and other towns Monday afternoon. The military headquarters, Khartoum International Airport, and areas around the presidential palace are the current main battlefields between the military and the rapid support forces. The shooting affected the power supply and water system in the capital, making life more difficult for those trapped indoors by the fighting and people wounded in the clashes. The East African Regional Bloc, IGAD, has delegated the presidents of South Sudan, Kenya, and Djibouti to talk to the Sudanese warring parties in an effort to halt the fighting. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
The European Union called for a cessation of hostilities and de-escalation in Sudan Monday as the army and a former militia engaged in deadly fighting. EU Commission spokesperson Nabila Masrali.
All efforts are welcome to seek ways to support dialogue and mediation, return to civilian-led transition. And of course, we call on external actors to refrain from interfering.
The top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee says the military needs to do a better job of securing confidential information in the wake of sensitive documents being leaked by a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman. Pending a new hearing, Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira remains in detention. This is VOA News. South Korea's military says it